right, as we come back here, and we are getting set for the Blend Buccaneers and the Tyler Apaches. Doug Brown and Tommy Langley with you on this Saturday afternoon, so glad you could be with us. We just wanted a little programming note. We were told when we first got here today that the halftime is going to be a little bit longer today. They've got a couple of special recognitions. They're going to be recognizing, I can't remember if it's the cheerleaders or the dance team, but one of them is having the ring ceremony today. And then also they're going to be honoring the 1987 Blend Buccaneer football team, which I had to look back in. And by the way, thanks for getting the program there. Just to get a refresher course, 1987, that was, it was a team coached by Coach Ben Beneke, who you know yes. all very well.
Very, very well.
And then that was the year they went to the Shrine Bowl.
Right.
So some of the former players from there be coming back and be out on the field at halftime and get a chance to be recognized. And it's always good when the former players can come back and get a chance to relive some of their glory days.
No doubt about it. You know, it's a special moment. And you can go back and interview any Blend athlete, whatever sport it may be, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport may be, you ask any individual and they will tell you Blend College was some of the finest moments in their lives. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of great memories. I can honestly say the same thing for myself, because there are several individuals that few years ago that I played with, we still maintain contact, and it's just such a blessing that we have remained close all these many, many years.
Yeah, that's the great part about Blend College, and looking forward to that. As we look down on the field, the fans starting to file in, and we're over here at Cub Stadium. If you want to get a chance to see some good football action this afternoon, come on by and get your ticket and come on in. And meanwhile, we got more to come here on pregame. Of course, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2.5 minutes from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blend College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And we come back here to Cub Stadium, where this afternoon, Blinn Buccaneers taking on the Tyler Apaches. And Buccaneers trying to bounce back after a tough loss last week to Trinity Valley, 13-10. But last time the Cubs were, that the Bucks played in this facility, we got to see, for those that stayed around for the end of the game, the legend, another one of the legendary performances by Brenham's own Rylan Wooten as he rallied the troops from a 30-7 halftime deficit and came back to lead the Bucks to a 44-43 victory in ways that only Rylan can.
Oh, I tell you what, he, a lot of great memories, and you know, I hope I can have the opportunity and the privilege to see another one of those today.
Yeah, when he was a senior in high school, that senior year, we got to call a lot of great moments in that young man's career. And some of the stuff, just absolutely amazing what he could do.
You couldn't say it any better, Doug. And you know what's really, really special about it? You and I have had the opportunity and privilege to get to know him personally, mm-hmm. and he's such a fine young man and comes from such a terrific family, so mm-hmm. that's what even makes it more special yet.
Yeah, I mean, you walk up him on the street, and it hasn't, being a starting college quarterback hadn't changed him at all. He's still the same guy.
He is what he is. He is what he is, just a terrific young man.
And also for the Bucks, starting on the offensive line there, another young man from a great family, Eric Oschenbeck.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Great starter there. And Eric, second year starting here at Blinn. And, of course, comes from a great athletic family, including we just last night saw his older brother here in attendance. And they'll probably be here again today. Getting a chance to pitch in some minor league baseball this summer.
You know, I'm anxious to run into Evan one day and just say, how did he enjoy the summer? You know,
yeah.
Had a long baseball season with Texas A&M and, you know, then had that great opportunity to continue his career, and we wish him all the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and some other Cubs, former Cubs on the team as well. You got Justin Garza and also Reed Robinson, who went to Southwest University last year. Didn't quite work out there. So from what I understand, Rylan talked him into coming back over here and trying out for Blinn. And so we're glad to have him back in the fold over here. And then, of
good
course,
to see him back.
Yeah. And then Juan Mata as well, also in a backup role right now. But as I was saying earlier in the year, don't be surprised if he works his way in the starting lineup before the season's over with.
No doubt about it. You know, all those young men that you mentioned, they are just so competitive and such fine young men, and their work ethics are mm-hmm. at the top of the scale. So that's what makes it even more special.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break, and we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, I'll send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here, our national anthem. It's our Blend Buccaneer Marching Band, and back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
All right, and we are set for the coin toss. And looks like the captains for Blinn for the coin toss are going to be Rylan Wooten along with Cameron Griffin and Abram Nicholas. And let's see that.
Number 13, Cameron Griffin. Number 64, Abram Nicholas. And number 94, Dante Payne.
Okay. And it looks like for Tyler, Nathan Greek is one, and
Tyler's a visitor.
Trey Guerra,
heads,
the other.
Tails. Heads. Tails. What's your call? He said tails. It is heads. Glenn is going to toss. He wants to defer it to the second half.
Okay, so there you have it. Blinn won the toss. It deferred to the second half. So Blinn will kick off, and Tyler will receive. And so we'll be back with the opening kickoff after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Blue Bottom Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bottom Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531. Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
All right, as we come back here, the Buccaneers get set to kick it off. And Max Nowak will send it up the middle, and it's going to be grabbed by Tyler.
I think it's Cam Robinson.
And Cam Robinson, yeah, on the return.
Cam Robinson on the kickoff return. Brought down by number 47.
And so it'll be first and 10 for the Buccaneers. And the kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWH's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? There's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai's earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. Driving to unbeatable savings during Honda's getaway sales event. And on the first play there from scrimmage, ball carrier for Tyler is going to be number six, Bryce Burgess.
Number six, Bryce Burgess on the carry.
Brought down by Jaden Dukos for the Bucks.
And so ball's be spotted at the 41-yard line. And handoff goes to Burgess once again. He slips down on the turf. See where they're going to spot the football as to if they give him a first down or not. And they are going to give him the first up to the 47-yard line. And handoff goes to Burgess again out across the 50. And he's into Buccaneer territory to the 48-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Trev Jones for the Bucks.
And so far, Tyler keeping it on the ground. Brings up second down and five. We're just underway here in the first quarter. And hand off to Burgess again. This time runs into the right into the line, and he's going to be brought down. Got just a yard off of that.
Zyron Scott in on the tackle for the Bucks.
And it's a third down and four. Burgess comes out, passing down here. And now they hand it off again, and this time a drop play. And it is to number 25, LeVarian Logan. And that's a first down for the Apaches.
Tell you what, in on the tackle there, Justin Garza.
There he is, former Brenham Cub there. Ball at the 41-yard line, first and 10 for Tyler. Right now, they're just marching it right down the field. And this time, they're going to put it in the air, and pass is complete. And that is from Nathan Greek to Elijah Beza.
Trenith Jones running him out of bounds for the Bucks.
Ball spot at the 35-yard line. And second down and four after the 6-yard pickup. And this time I'm going to put it in the air again. That time, Bucks sniff it out. Pass was complete to Cam Thomas.
I tell you what, just a terrific job there, dug by Jadon Dukos for the Bucks.
And losses back to the 39-yard line. We'll bring up third down.
Oh,
And back to pass. And they got a chance. Got away with the home pass. Oh. Almost intercepted there.
You should have called it, Doug. I don't know how you got away with that hold.
Yeah. As Nathan Greek was throwing to Hawk Patrick Daniels. And the fourth down for Tyler. And so now they're gonna go ahead and go for it.
They're keeping offense on the field. Whoa.
And hand off is to Burgess. And he is going to be stopped short of the first down. And the Apaches are going to turn it over on downs.
I tell you what, Jadon Dukos again coming up to make a big stop there for the Bucs.
And so now the Buccaneers with the football. And Rylan Wooten leading the team out on the field. Ball will be at the 35-yard line. Wooten will have Jalen Washington in the backfield with him. He's got three receivers to one side, and three receivers to the left, one to the right. And Wooten back to pass, and first pass he throws it is complete. That's to Austin Abram. And looks like a gain of two. That'll bring up second down and eight.
That was a nice out pattern there by Abrams.
And we take a snap handoff to Washington. And Washington tripped up as he gets to the 39-yard line. Jalen Washington running back out of Montgomery.
Jaden Matkins in on the stop there for the Apaches.
Third and six for the Buccaneers as we're down to 10:27 left to play here in the first quarter. Neither team has scored yet. And it was like a little confusion on the offense there. Snap in there. I think there's going to be movement on the Bucs. And that's going to be against Austin Abram the third. Abram, a 5'9 receiver out of Houston Westfield. And Abram in motion. And we got movement on the line. And Bucks going in the wrong direction. So that'll move them back to the 29-yard line. And back to pass goes Wooten. He's going to put it in the air, and the pass is caught. That was Nathan Lewis on the reception there for the Bucs. And he gets it up to the 43-yard line.
Jaden Lawton in on the stop there for the Apaches.
And it's a fourth down and two, and the Bucs are going to send the punt team out. Breck Chambers, sophomore out of Crawford, Texas, to do the punting.
Deep for Tyler Cam Robinson.
And no rush as Chambers gets this one away. Great kick. He's going to send him all the way back to his own 9-yard line, and he slips down. And so the Bucks are right there to touch him, and so that'll pin the Apaches deep in their own territory back to the 8-yard line.
Tell you what, excellent punt there by the Bucks. Excellent coverage by the coverage team.
And so we got 8:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score between the Bucks and the Apaches. And Tyler will come back out on offense once again. And Nathan Greek, the quarterback, he's a redshirt freshman out of Ferris, Texas. Play action, and pass is complete. That is to Cam Thomas. Thomas out of Conroe High School. Up to the 16-yard line. We'll bring up second down. And handoff that is to LeVarian Logan. And Logan will pick up the first down. Up to the 24-yard line of the Bucks. And play action. He's going to throw it again. This time, he was going for Hawk Patrick Daniels. And just threw it into shape because he was open, but just threw it right down his feet.
On the coverage, Javon Bijarano.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to beat some of these names up.
And man in motion. Oh, we got a fumble on the play. And who's going to get on it?
Bucks got it.
Covered by the Bucks. And that is Caden Baldwin on the recovery. And Baldwin, a freshman linebacker out of San Augustine, Florida. And so Bucks with a big opportunity here. They've got it at the Tyler 20-yard line.
I'll tell you what, ball was bouncing around there. I was wondering if anybody wanted to get on it.
And so Wooten back in. He's got Martavius Boswell in the backfield with him. And the give is to Boswell around the end.
Run out of bounds by Kendall Marks for the Apaches.
Gain is to the 14-yard line. Second and four coming. And give to Boswell again. And takes a shot, but keeps right on going. And he's down at the 12-yard line. As we're ticking down to 7:15 left to go in the first quarter.
William Carlson in on the stop there for the Apaches.
And so this will bring up third down and two for Blinn. High snap. Wooten going to keep it himself. And he's going to pick up the first down and more as he gets inside the 10-yard line down to the 8.
Ziggy Law in on the stop for the Apaches.
And that's one of the aspects that Ryland brings is that because he doesn't have to pitch that ball, he's just as good tucking it and running it himself.
You're exactly right, Doug. That's such a good point.
And hand off to Jalen Washington. Washington following behind his blockers. Gets it down to about the 5-yard line.
Knowledge Davis in on the stop for the Apaches.
Brought down by number 90, Knowledge Davis.
I had to look at that. That's his real name, Knowledge Davis.
No, that's it. I looked at it twice.
And Wooten back to pass. Now he's got to put it in the air. And incomplete. Pass rush was on and didn't have an open receiver.
So a lot of pressure there by Darian White for the Apaches. Excellent job there by Roland Wooten, just throwing it out of bounds.
Yeah, it's a third down, third and goal from the 6-yard line for the Buccaneers. And Wooten back to pass. And he's going to throw it.
Wait, touchdown.
Touchdown, Buccaneers. And that is number 5, Austin Abram. And the Bucs are on the board.
I'll tell you what, such a great move there by Ryland Wooten. He started to tuck it and run and saw Abrams open in the end zone with that good quick throw. Touchdown, Bucs.
And so the Bucs get on the board now. Max Nowak with the extra point. Kick is up, and it's good. And so, with 5:43 left to go here in the first quarter, our new score, the Blinn Buccaneers 7 and the Tyler Apaches nothing. And back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brent.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
All right, and we have just drawn for our first touchdown of the game winner, and our winner is
Ben Ponchik.
Ben just always
old buddy of mine.
Yeah, he always seems to win something.
He always does. I'm waiting for him to tell us thank you.
Oh, and a fumble on the return, and now the Apache's got to go for it. And Blinn kickoff return team down there. And making the stop there. And then. Okay, Samuel Taylor on the stop. And by the way, the first down touchdown sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and back by popular demand Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports. And so now Tyler goes back on offense. And ball carrier will be number 25, Laverian Logan again.
Eric Solomon in on the stop for the Bucs.
Logan, a redshirt sophomore out of Maryville, Indiana. And he gets the carry again. Straight up the middle, and he'll pick up the first down. And off there again to
Ducos again in on the stop there for the Bucs.
And that'll bring up second down as we're down to 4:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Bucs with a 7-0 lead. And end off this time, that is Bryce Burgess back in there, and he will get up to the 35-yard line and pick up the first down for Tyler.
Avion Stewart in on the stop for the Bucs.
And give this to Burgess again this time. He is brought down. Gets it up to the 37-yard line.
Eric Solomon again in on the stop for the Bucs.
Second down and eight for the Apaches. And the quarterback, Nathan Greek, takes the snap. Handoff goes to Burtis again. And going up the middle, nothing doing there.
Eric Solomon again in on the stop for the Bucks.
And that'll bring him second down and eight after, or third down at six, excuse me. 2 yard pickup there. As we're down to 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. And Greek back to pass. And incomplete. He was looking for Burgess out of the backfield. And we're going to get some penalty markers down.
Jaden Dukos in on the coverage there for the Bucks.
Justin Garza getting called for a roughing the passer penalty. And so that'll tack on 15 yards and make it an automatic first down for the Apaches.
Just a little over anxious.
Yep. And that'll get it into blend territory to the 46-yard line. And so we got clock stop with 2:49 left to go here in the first quarter. Bucks with a 7-0 lead. Greek takes the snap, play action. We're going to throw it out of the backfield, incomplete. And this is number 88, Lonnie Johnson. And going to get another flag down.
Run out of bounds by Trent Jones for the Bucks.
Personal foul. Blindside block. Offense, number 7.
And this time it'll be against the Apaches. Called on Jaquan McGee, a wide receiver out of LBJ High School in Austin. And so moving back 15 yards. And that will get it to the back to the blend 49. And handoff goes to Burgess. Burgess trying to sneak his way through, and he's brought down. After gaining to the 44-yard line.
Jaden Dukos again on the stop there, Doug. He's all over the field this afternoon.
And handoff goes to Burgess again. Burgess getting close, and he's going to pick up the first. Well, we'll see. We've got a couple more flags down. I guess that's why he was able to pick it up.
There's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Holding penalty there against the Apaches. That'll push them back.
When you have a hole that big, normally there's a reason. That's the reason.
Yeah. And so we got 2:08 left to play here in the first quarter. And man in motion. Greek goes back to pass. And he's going to look for Logan out of the backfield. Logan with a spin move, breaks free. And he's going to be up close to the first down marker.
Eric Solomon on the stop for the Bucks.
They're going to give him to the 39, so third down and 3. And Logan, the ball carrier, and this time he's going to get brought down.
That's Eric Solomon again.
He is all over the place here today. Fourth and 4.
Great play.
As he saw that one coming. And hand out to Logan again.
Oh,
and this time he gets his way through, and He's across the 30, down to the 28.
Knocked out on the field.
And we got an injury timeout on the field. As that'll stop the clock with 43 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
That's Javon Bijarano.
And he's up walking off under his own power.
That's the plus.
Yes. Let the trainers take a look at him. Ball at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Apaches. Man in motion. And the give is to Burgess. And he's going to be hit
for
a
long. There it is. There's the flag.
And flag down on the play. And that one called against one of the linemen, Lazarus Rosario. And that'll move it back to the 39-yard line. Well, a little indecision by the official. And it's a ball up to 39. This will probably be the last play of the quarter. And Greek going to keep it himself. And he is going to get brought down. And so we have finished the first quarter, and the Bucks lead at 7-0. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
All right, we are back to start the second quarter of play. And the Blinn Buccaneers leading the Tyler Apaches 7-0. Greek back to Pat. Well, now he's going to hand it off. Inside draw play to Carson Green. And Green will get a couple.
I'll tell you what, there you go. Jaden Dukos in on the stop for the Bucks.
Yeah, Dukos and Solomon on that defense side really been active today.
Those guys are all over the field.
And now about to pass goes Greek. He's going to put it in the air, and now he just had to throw that one away. Fourth and long here.
Good coverage there by Darian Hargrove for the Bucks.
You And it looks like they're going to go for a 50-yard field goal try. And the field goal is blocked. And that'll go into the end zone. And it'll be Buccaneer football. And so it'll be Buccaneer football. As they once again keep Tyler from getting in the end zone. So Bucs will have it first and 10 at the 33-yard line.
The one thing the Bucs are going to have to do is slow down that running game for Tyler just a little bit.
Yep. And so Wooten and the offense back on the field. He's got Jalen Washington and Justin Howard in the backfield with him. And Wooten back to Pat. Now he's going to tuck it and try to get out, escape on his own. And he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. And we got flags down.
Hayden Combest in on the stop there for Tyler.
And a defensive holding penalty called against the Apaches. Ball at the 43. And Wooten with the pitch out. That is to Justin Howard.
Again, Aiden Combest in on the stop.
And Howard to the 46-yard line. Howard, a 5'10 freshman out of Missouri City. And give us to Howard again, following behind. Actually ended up tripping over one of his linemen.
You're exactly right.
As he tried to turn the corner. Ball at the Buccaneer 49-yard line. Third down and four. And what was that?
Oh, my goodness.
That was a snap, and Wooten, I don't think, was expecting that. And luckily for Blinn, Devin Simpson picked that up and ran it back as close as he could. Miscommunication there because the snap kicked. But it lucked out anyway because offsides against the Apaches.
Wow.
So Bucs catch a huge break there. But, yeah, they had snapped the ball, and Wooten was looking the other direction.
He was looking at the sideline for a signal from the coach.
Yeah. And we're going to get a whistle before the play.
Offense, number
60, 5-yard penalty. And that's going to be off of Josu Rios. So back the Bucs up 5 yards. We're in the second quarter. Got 12:15 left to go until halftime. Putting with the handoff. And that is to Devin Simpson. And we got another flag down.
Number 22, Devin Simpson on here. Brought down by number 99.
Marion Hatcher in on the stop for the Apaches. The one thing we haven't had is the shortage of penalties.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a flag down, but apparently the They haven't gone to pick it up. It's still sitting there at the 46-yard line. Wooten rolling out and throws that one. It's caught by Simpson again.
Kendall Martin on the stop for the Apaches.
That'll bring up third down. Bucks have got it at their own 47, and they have to get to the Apache 36 in order to pick up a first down. So it's third down and 18. And Abram in motion. Wooten back to pass. And he's got a man open. Pass complete.
It's number one.
That is Tracy James Jr. Picks up the first down to the 34-yard line.
Jaden Lawton in on the stop for Tyler. Great job of scrambling there by Rylan Wooten and finding that open receiver and getting a big first down.
And James, a freshman out of Cy Ranch. And thanks to the pitch. Oh, face mask. Nice call.
There it is.
Yeah,
there
I was going to say, where was that face mask?
I mean, heard you, Doug.
That was.
I heard you.
That was pretty blatant there.
Pretty blatant. Good thing he didn't jerk Rollins' helmet off.
Yeah.
Personal foul. Face mask. 12 of the defense. Holding, number 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and to the holding call against Landon Kaywood, the tight end.
All that excitement for naught.
And to just replay the down. So first and 10 Bucks at the 34-yard line. We got 9:55 left to go in the half.
Pick up the flag, ref.
They still haven't noticed that it's still sitting down there at the 46-yard line. And play action, and Wooten going to keep it himself. Draw play there, gets it to the 29.
Aiden Combest in on the stop for Tyler.
And it's a second and five. And Wooten back to pass. Put in the air. That's going to be caught.
85.
That is Dakota Pearson, the tight end. And to the 19-yard line.
Skyline Lewis in on the stop for Tyler. Oh, great job there by Rollin Wooten again, finding that open receiver.
And now Bucks marching down the field, trying to put another touchdown on the board. And Wooten with the pitch out to Jalen Washington. Washington around the end of the 15 and out of bounds at the 11-yard line. And Washington comes up grabbing his hamstring. That's not good. So they're working on getting him to the bench. One of the linemen just picks him up. Yeah. And passes out to Howard, and Howard loses his helmet.
Jacob Robinson in on the stop for the Apaches.
Or actually, that was Boswell that loses the helmet. Third down and seven ball at the... It was like the 16-yard line. And Brent Wooten give. I'll count it. That is to number 29, Kelton Weathers. And Weathers fighting for the first down. No, so are they going to give it to him?
Whole host of Apaches in on the stop there, led by Jacob Robinson.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be fourth and one. Okay, and so, oh yeah, this is a new one. I forgot that we have instant replay now.
We do.
Yeah, and so the Bucks have used their challenge. This is something I didn't know until the last home game that, yeah, so the referee is going under the tent down there and are going, and they'll take a look at it and see. But, yeah, each
and they'll look at the spot of the football.
Yeah.
Hey, I love it.
Which is something we've never had in junior college football.
We're in the big times now.
Yeah. Technology.
I love technology. Technology is wonderful for all the right reasons.
Yeah. And yeah, let's see if there's enough to overturn the call.
Just as long as they don't take till eternity.
Right, to make
find
a decision.
The
yeah. And don't forget, coming up at the half, we'll have the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band on their halftime show. And then also a couple of special presentations. We got a national championship presentation. And then also special visit with the 1987 Blinn Buccaneer Shrine Bowl team. Yeah, but right now it's 7:06 left to go here in the second quarter. Bucks leading at 7-0.
A lot going on today, and
yeah,
the plus, the Bucks are winning.
Exactly. And still waiting on the official signal. Yeah, it looks like they're ready to make a ruling.
Well, let's just hope they make the right call.
After the review, the ruling on the field stands. We will lose the challenge for the game. So it'll be fourth down.
And so fourth down did not go the Buccaneers' way, so they'll go for the field goal try. And this is Max Nowak here. It's a 26-yard attempt. And Nowak's kick is no good.
Oh, no.
Missed it wide right. And so we remain 7-0. And so not only do they not get the replay overturned.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That one hurts.
Had an opportunity here. Now Tyler comes back out on the field. We got 5:57 left. Scratch that, 6:57 left to go here in the second quarter. And Greek play action. Going to throw it out in the flat. That is to Hawk Patrick Daniels.
I've run out of bounds by Colin Garner for the Bucks.
And get to the 26-yard line, second down and 5. Play action, and Greek going to keep it himself. And he's going to get brought down.
We're going to give credit to Donovan Bynum in on that stop for the Bucks.
And that'll be, he does get enough, though, for the first down to the 31-yard line. And play action again. And this time that is Cam Thomas out of the backfield. He's down the line and across midfield before the Bucks finally run him out of bounds.
Johanna Kana Kania Aru. Wow.
And ball is at midfield. Play action and now Greek pass. Incomplete. He was looking for Thomas again.
I tell you what, great defensive play there by Colin Garner of the Bucks.
Second down and 10. As we're down to 5:30 left to play here in quarter number two.
To set the game clock to 5:39.
Okay, putting 10 seconds back on the clock. Greek with a handoff to Green. And Green going to get it across midfield to the 49-yard line. Just a 1 yard pickup there.
David Nico in on the stop for Blinn.
Third down and 9. Greek back to pass, and it's going to be complete to Jaquan McGee. And he stopped before he could get the first down.
Jaden Williams in on the stop for the Bucks.
Fourth and 2. And they're going for it. They're going to see whose line is going to be better.
I don't think. No, they did not get it.
And they do not. The Bucks' defensive line holds there. And got an injured man down.
Great job there by that Buck defensive line. Held them a full yard short.
And Buck's got some beef on that line. We got Andrew Jones, 305. You got Dante Payton, 315. And you got Deuce Williams, 308. Some good-sized fellows there.
It didn't skip breakfast.
No.
Or lunch.
No.
Or the evening meal.
And 4:43 left to go. Play is stopped with the injured player down on the field for the Apaches. It's going to be number 55, David Williams. He is a sophomore lineman out of DeSoto, Texas.
All in all, we hope he's not hurt too bad getting assistance off the field.
And so now the Bucks will get, they've got 4:43 left to work with. Try to get the ball down the field and get another score on the board. Wooten with Weathers in the backfield. And Wooten back to pass, rolling out, and pass incomplete. He was looking for Austin Abram.
Tyson Wilson in on the coverage there for the Apaches.
Second down and 10. Man in motion. And Wooten rolls out and pass the ball.
Oh, finish. Where's the flag?
And there it is. As he was just all over Abram, the defender was. And he was practically giving him a piggyback ride.
Exactly.
Pass interference. Defense, number 29. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Automatic touchdown.
Cam Robinson there with over coverage.
Yep.
4-4-0. Clock will start on the snap.
So they reset the time on the clock down to 4 minutes 40 seconds. Wooten looking to the sidelines for the signs. And draw play. Wooten going to keep it himself. And he's going to get it into Apache territory down to the 43-yard line.
Skylon Lewis in on the stop for the Apaches. That was designed quarterback draw all the way down.
Absolutely. Second and four now.
That's what we like about Ryland. It doesn't bother him to take a hit.
Nope. And give is to Kelton Weathers.
Oh, there
and
it is.
And rolled him all the way back and shoved him to the ground. That's going to get another foul, a personal foul there.
That was Samuel Robles on the stop. And then a little bit extra.
Unnecessary roughness. Number 8 of the defense. 15-yard penalty from the end of the play. Automatic first down.
And to tack on another 15 yards to the end of the play.
So now the Bucs need to take advantage of this.
And that's down to the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Buccaneers with 3:56 left to go here in the second quarter. And Wooten back to pass, complete to Abram. And Abram breaks free and got it down to the 15-yard line. And that will be another Buccaneer first down.
Finally run out of bounds by Jacob Robinson for the Apaches.
And give is to Weathers. And Weathers gets inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9. Another big pickup there. 7-yard gain. Bring him second down and 3.
Jaden Matkins. We're going to give him credit on the stop.
And we're going to keep it himself. Around the end. Keeps going forward.
Got a little rough there.
It was like they only gave him a yard off of that. And it's a third down and 3.
William Cornelson in on the stop for the Apaches.
And Wooten with a pitch out to Weathers. And Weathers is going to be dropped down for a loss. Back to the 13-yard line. And so they'll bring it fourth down.
Skylon Lewis in on the stop for the Apaches.
And it'll be another field goal try for the Bucs. Nowak was unsuccessful last time. Let's see if his luck's a little better this go round. And no, now he's calling the unit back. They're going to go for it.
Interesting call.
Yeah.
They're going to change their mind again.
And now we reach the two-minute warning, and so we will be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, text you can trust to be on the level. Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
All right, as we come back here, it's 4th and 8 for the Bucks at the 13-yard line with 2 minutes left to play. Wooten back to pass, and he's going to get sacked. I was worried about I really thought they should have tried to kick it again.
William Cornelson with a big, strong rush there.
Nothing Wooten could do. And so once again, the Bucks turn it over on downs in their end of the territory, in the Apache end of the territory. And so it remains 7-0 with a minute 54. And so now they've just got to hope the defense can keep the Apaches out of the end zone one more time. Now, Blinn will get the football to start the second half.
Need a strong stand here by the defense now.
And there goes the handoff there to Carson Green.
Eric Solomon again in on the stop for the Bucks.
Loss of 3. That'll bring him second down and 13. And we get a whistle. I'll stop the clock with a minute 32. Indecision by the referees.
False start. Number 5 never got set on the offense.
So false start pushed the Apaches back 5 yards.
Result in a 10-second runoff. We set the game clock at 1:22. 1-2-2, and start on my signal.
Oh, and that is right. It's a 10-second runoff, so that'll make it a minute 22. And Greek's pass is complete. That is to number 14, Grant Peretz. Sophomore out of North Richland Hills.
Trenneth Jones in on the coverage for the Bucks.
Second down for Tyler. And it looks like we had another flag down.
Illegal formation on the offense. That penalty's declined. Third down.
Yeah, so the Bucks elect to decline the penalty.
Interesting call.
And yeah, so they'll make it third down. Is. And so the clock winding down now. About to drop under a minute to play. And Grick's going to put that in the air. Pass incomplete. Good defense there for the Bucks.
Ooh, I'm going to get that number, Doug, right quick. Cameron Griffin.
Good job by Griffin there. And Cam Thomas was the intended
receiver.
Excellent
defensive play.
And so fourth down, Bucks are going to get a chance with the ball again as the Apaches get to punt. And Blinn does still have all three of their timeouts that they can use.
Reggie Daly.
And they do get the punt away.
Oh, we got a good bounce.
And it'll be down about, I think, the 35-yard line, and that's where Blinn will come back out. 48 seconds left to play. So far, Buccaneers with just one touchdown on the board. It's 7-0. That was a touchdown pass from Rylan Wooten to Austin Abram back in the first quarter. And both teams have had their chances, just have not been able to make it to the end zone. And Wooten back to pass. And he was incomplete, looking for, that was Martavius Boswell.
Darian White on the coverage there for Tyler.
Second down and 10 for Blinn. Wooten working with an empty backfield. And back to pass. Is going deep, and the pass is going to be caught. Let's see, was he still in bounds? That was Nathan Lewis.
Oh, they're saying out of bounds?
Oh,
my goodness.
Caught the ball, but just was didn't get the feet in bounds. And that'll bring up third down. 38 seconds left. Buck's got to be Carroll Hill. They might give Tyler the ball back. Got to see about getting that first down. And false start penalty against Blinn. That's one thing I know coaches said that has been their nemesis is the false start and holding penalties. So it'll be third and 15. And Wooten back to pass. And find the open man and gets the pass away. And that was to Tracy James Jr. Nowhere near enough for the first down, and so that'll bring out Breck Chambers for the punt. So with 29 seconds left, the Apaches will get the ball back.
Number 93, Josiah Johnson on the set for the Buccaneers. Back to punt, number 6, Breck Chambers.
And there's a snap. Chambers gets it away. And going to be fielded. Fair caught at the 21-yard line. And with 20 seconds left, the Apaches will get the ball back here. Blinn still leaving this one 7-0. had the chances, really should be 21-0 or even at the very least 13-0. Just had some chances and not been able to capitalize on them here in the first half. But at least on the plus side, we'll get the ball to start the second half of play. Reek with a handoff. And that is to Burgess. Going to be brought down on the play by Eric Solomon.
Number six, Bryce Burgess on the carry.
Up to the 30-yard line. That'll bring up second down and one. And so the Apache is going to take the timeout. We're going to keep it here with. We're going to keep it here. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, we've got the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band in their halftime show. And we'll also be hearing a couple of special presentations that they're going to be making as well here on the field. So we hope you stay with us. And timeout here on the field. We're so glad you can be with us on this Saturday afternoon. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And by the way, Red River Shootout, they're about 2 minutes away from halftime. And it is the Longhorns leading 14-3 over Oklahoma. Texas 5-0, Oklahoma 4-1 on the season. So 15 seconds left. And the handoff, we're going to end around to Daniels. And the Bucks snuff it out. And looks like Cooper Cohen with the stop there. And they're just going to let it run all the way down. And that is the end of the first half of play. With our score, the Blinn Buccaneers 7 and the Tyler Apaches 0. And so we go to the halftime show. We'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium, Blinn Buccaneers lead it 7-0 here at halftime. It's time now for the Buccaneer Band Marching Band Halftime Show.
Captains are on the wings, on the wings.
Kowalski from Fort Worth, Natalie Canales from Baytown, and Lily Pereira from Victoria. And now the dance team will perform to Britney Spears' smash hit, Toxic.
Smokey Duff and Leslie Solis. This afternoon, we present music from Motown's most iconic artists. Formed in Detroit in the late 50s, Motown record label became a dominant force in music, achieving 79 records in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 between 1960 and 1969. And songs from this era still resonate today. We'll open up with a compilation of songs, including Get Ready, Dancing in the Streets, Stop in the Name of Love, I Can't Help Myself, and Reach Out, I'll Be There.
on a beautiful rendition of I'll Be There, and continue with arrangements of I Want You Back and the Jackson 5 hit, ABC. And this arrangement concludes with another Billboard 100 chart topper, Superstition. A 1998 Grammy Hall of Fame inductee, the song earned Stevie Wonder two Grammy Awards in the same year for Best R&B Song and Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Including the Supremes and the Temptation, Aretha Franklin's version of the song is perhaps the most well-known. Franklin's version was ranked at number one in Rolling Stone's 2021 list of 500 greatest songs of all time. We hope you enjoy this classic from the Queen of Soul, Respect.
Thank you. thank Boone College District Chancellor, Dr. Mary Hensley, the Boone College Executive Council, Board of Trustees, Administration, and Faculty for their outstanding and continued support for visual and performing arts at Boone College.
All right, there you have the band halftime show, and we'll be back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors and the sports friends.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Lanky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlankywelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Madison Swing.
All right, back we go here. And we're having a presentation to the Blinn Treasure Cans team for their national championship rings. We're seeing them right now on the field from Blinn Chancellor Dr. Mary Hensley, along with head coach Sarah Wasowski.
Hannah Jenkins, chairman of the Alumni and Friends Association.
One of the two special presentations here at the halftime. And now the celebration is on down on the field for the young ladies. And now another special presentation about to occur. And this is the 1987 Blinn Buccaneer football team. And went to the Shrine Bowl. And of course, well, first it's the dance team got to get a group photo with their rings. Now the presentation of the 87 team, and they're joined down the field by Blinn Athletic Director Scott Schumacher, as well as Susan Myers with the Blinn Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the middle of the field as we welcome back the 1987 Blinn College Buccaneer football team. Outstanding win finished the season with a 9-2 record and were ranked number 5 in the final NJCAA poll. The team is selected to play in the Shrine Bowl at Rosebud Stadium in Tyler against the number 7 ranked Butler Community College Grizzlies out of Kansas. Despite growing in as underdogs and facing the top running back in the nation, Glenn College defeated the Grizzlies 35-14. The team was led to victory by 2 MVP performances. The defense was led by defensive MVP John Miller, and on offense, Rodney Brown was named MVP. We are proud to introduce these players and coaches' family members with us this afternoon. Bobby Ray Harris. Kevin Banks. Don Johnson. Derek Reynolds. Vernon Todd. Ricky Burleson. Ryan Pullen. Greg Lildad. Ken Chambers. Anthony Thomas. Robert Thornton. Rodney Brown. Danny Mason. Noah McNeil. Tony T-Bone Williams. David Gaskamp. Anthony Brown. Robert Arriazola. Mike Alves. And represented by his children, Alexa, Victoria, and Alex, the late Arnold Vasquez. Karen Benneke Thornton, daughter of head football coach Ben Benneke. And Janet Dreyer, daughter of athletic director, Coach Leroy Dreyer. And head coach Tom Rogers. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a big round of applause and a warm Glenn College welcome home.
And great to see those guys out there and getting a chance to take the field one more time together. And a couple of them look like they could still lace them up out there.
Some of them could. They look pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad because I think 37 years since the last time they took the field as Bucks.
Not quite as enthusiastic as those young ladies were, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna.
But that's okay. You're not supposed to.
Yeah. You know. We're gonna take another break, and we are getting close to the start of the second half, and we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham.
Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
And back we go here as we're waiting for the start of the second half kickoff. Only touchdown of the game back in the first quarter. Rylan Wooten, Dawson Abram the third. And then Max Nowak added the extra point. That was with 5:43 left. And Tommy, Bucks had some chances there to really bust this thing wide open and just kept kind of shooting themselves in the foot.
No doubt about it. In the red zone, what? Twice for sure,
yeah.
And one we missed the field goal, and then the next time we're down there, and Bucks elect to go for it on fourth down, and came up short. So hopefully they can get off to a good start here. They get the football here to start off the second half, so maybe they can get a good sustained drive and come up with some more points.
Absolutely, that's what we're looking for. And so far the defense has really played a whale of a game keeping Tyler out of the end zone.
I tell you, did an excellent job. Tyler's loaded with some running backs.
Yeah.
These guys have done an outstanding job, but when the Buck defense needed to step up, they stepped up and did what they needed to do.
Absolutely, and we're getting ready for the start of the second half. We're going to take one more break and be back with a kickoff after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Property, turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
All right, as we get set for the second half kickoff here with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Tyler Apaches, I want to let you know our second half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham, proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, there's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai's earned more of the safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And also, you can, if you're looking for, they've got a bunch of deals going on right now, including you can take home a 2024 Hyundai Tucson or Elantra with 1.99% APR for 60 months. And drive off in style in the all-new 2024 Santa Fe. Now with a special 2.99 APR for 60 months, backed by America's best warranty. And here we go with the kickoff. And short kick there. And that's going to be fielded by the Bucks. And that is landed Kaywood on the return. Kaywood gets it up almost to midfield.
For the Apaches, Robert Harding running him out of bounds.
Kaywood, a sophomore, 6'3", 235-pound tight end out of Nederland. Showed some good moves there on the return. And now Wooten and the offense back out on the field. Got two backs in the backfield with him this time. And handoff goes to Kelton Weathers. Weathers finds him across the 40 to the 30 to the 20. Cuts it back. Oh, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 18-yard line. It was awfully close there, but the ref right there on the line to make the call.
I'll tell you what, nice blocking up front there by that Blinn offensive line.
And so Buccaneer first down at the 18-yard line. And flip this time. That goes to Boswell. He'll get to the 15-yard line, a 3-yard pickup. We'll bring a second down and 7.
Darian White on the stop for the Apaches.
Down by number 15, Darian White. And they have a second down and 7 for the Bucks.
Just underway, start of the third quarter. And hand off to Boswell again, trying to get behind the lineman, but right there, Apaches right there, the whole host of them to bring him down for no gain.
Number 7, Martinez Boswell on the carry.
Jaden Matkins leading that pack of Apache tacklers.
Number 3rd and 7 for Bucks.
And Wooten, checking the sideline now, takes the snap, and he's going to keep it himself, draw play to the 10, and he is just short of the goal line. Wooten takes it all the way down to the 2 and picks up a Buccaneer first down.
Nice run there. Good coverage by the Apache defenders. Rylan tucked the ball and gets it down, what is that, 1-yard line? 2-yard
line.
2-yard. First down.
Yeah, so there was holding on the defense, but the Bucks declined that, so be at the 2-yard line, first and goal.
That penalty will be tacked on to the end of the run, half the distance of the goal.
Oh, so first now, down. So that'll make it the 1-yard line then. And Wooten, and he's going to get dropped in the backfield for a loss. They're going to try to run that draw play again, and it's going to end up knocking him back to the 5-yard line.
Big, strong rush there, and tackle made by Ziggy Lowell for the Apaches.
That'll bring up a second and goal for the Bucks.
So second and goal. Ball at the five. Wooten takes a handoff, going to keep it himself, and that time gets sacked back to the 10-yard line.
Wow. Knowledge Davis with that big, strong rush.
Yeah, I mean, just read that perfectly, and third down and nine. Our third and goal at the 9-yard line. Loss of four on the carry. And we're going to get a whistle. Yeah, the Bucks want a timeout, and so we'll take it with them and be back. This time, let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And we come back here to Cubs Stadium. Blinn Buccaneers leading the Tyler Apache 7-0. We got 11:24 left to go here in the third quarter. And the Bucks trying to put one in the end zone. It's third down and goal from the 9-yard line. And let's see what kind of play they've drawn up here. Play action, and Wooten going to toss it. Pass is going to be caught. And touchdown to Tracy Abrams, Tracy James Jr. And we got a flag down.
Illegal formation. Five players in the backfield. Offense. Five-yard penalty.
It's coming back. Another five-yard penalty. And just
he reloaded the pistol.
Yep. Just two sacks and the penalty. And so it'll be third down and 14. This was after we start. This was at 1 point, first and goal from the one. And Wooten rolling out. And he's going back the other way, going for Abrams. And he couldn't catch up to it. And so that'll bring him fourth down, and the Bucks will kick the field, try the field goal.
Kendall Marks on the coverage there for the Apaches.
And so for Max Nowak, this is going to be a 31-yard attempt. He had missed one from 26 earlier. There's a snap. Kick is up. And no good. Oh, again, wide to the right. This is really odd because he's normally a sure-footed kicker, but he's missed two chip shots. And so the Bucks will turn it over on downs.
You hope those don't come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two rare misses by Nowak. And
goodness, goodness, goodness.
So the Apaches will take over. Ball at the 20-yard line. And another missed opportunity for the Bucks. And pass is incomplete by Greek. He was going for Elijah Beza.
Trenith Jones over there on good coverage for the Bucks.
Nathan Greek's pass falls incomplete. That'll be a second down and 10 for the Apaches.
We got 11:03 left to go here in the third quarter. Lynn with a 7-0 lead. And give is to Bryce Burgess, his first carry of the second half. And he stopped after a short game.
Ah, Justin Garza.
There we go.
Coming up in that stop for the Bucks.
Going down by number 23, Jamie Nukos. That'll bring up a third and 8 for the Apaches.
So third down and 8 for Tyler. Back to pass goes Greek. And gets it away. Pass is going to be caught. That is Elijah Beza, and he'll pick up the first down.
Pass to Greek to number 18, Elijah Beza.
And he's up to the 42-yard line.
John Bejarano for the, making the stop for the Bucks.
And handoff goes to Burgess. He's got some running room out across the 50. And breaks free, and he's finally run out of bounds. But not before he picks up another Tyler first down.
Eric Solomon finally running him out of bounds for the Bucks.
And the first and 10 for the Apaches.
Follow the blend, 44-yard line, first and 10. And out to Burgess again, and he gets stopped after nine-yard gain there.
Number 6, Bryce Burgess on the carry. Brought down by number 18,
Lewis Williams there on the stop for the Bucks.
And he was about one tackler away from heading to the end zone.
And that was just straight run up the middle.
It goes to Burgess again. Burgess out across the 30, picks up the first down, and he's down to the Buccaneer 26-yard line.
Number 25, LaVega Logan on the carry.
Lewis Williams again on the stop.
It'll be first and 10 for the Apaches from the bench.
Down to 9 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Burgess again. This time he slips down. Oh, no, that's Logan this time. And he slips down at the 25.
Well, Logan on the carry. That'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Apaches.
Give us to Logan again, and it's time the Bucks had it, saw it coming.
Number 25 to Barry Logan on the carry. Stopped by number 55.
Ja'Cory Kendall and Ja'Carius McClendon will give them credit on the stop for the Bucks.
Yeah, the big man coming through there, McClendon going 295, bringing him down on that carry. Man in motion, play action, and pass is going to be caught. That is Cam Thomas.
Lewis Williams bring him down for the Bucks.
And be first and 10 at the 11-yard line for the Apaches. And Burgess running behind his linemen. He'll get it down to the 5-yard line.
Number 6, Bryce Burgess on the carry. Well down.
Jaden Dukos, Eric Solomon in on the stop for the Bucks.
And the handoff goes to Burgess again. This time the Bucks are there waiting on him. And stopping for no gain.
Dante Payton for the Bucks, leading that group to bring him down.
And we're down under 7 minutes to go.
And number 18, Ivani Alenti.
Brings up third down and 3.
Third and 4 for the Apaches.
Or third and 4, rather. And this time Logan with a carry, and he takes it in the end zone for the Apache touchdown.
Touchdown, number 25, LeVarian Logan.
Basically went in untouched, Doug.
Yeah. And now on for the extra point try is Christian Baxter. Baxter's kick is up, and it's good. And so with 6:35 left to go in the third quarter, we're now tied 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop, Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person, with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
And it's Austin Abram on the return for the Buccaneers. Out to about the 35-yard line. And he's brought down, and now... Did we have a flag down there, or just an injured player timeout?
I tell you what, it looks like we've got an injured player. Can't tell who it is.
Big crowd down there around him. As we come back, we got 5:29 left to go in the third quarter. We're tied up at 7-7. That's 6:29. Not looking at the clock right on the scoreboard there, but 6:29 and tied 7-7. Buccaneers and the Tyler Apaches.
That is a Tyler player, Doug. I can't get the number.
Okay. Okay, and that is T.J. Williams. He's a redshirt freshman linebacker out of C.E. King. And he'll head to the sidelines.
The plus, he is getting up off the field on his own.
Yeah.
So. Might have just he'll also feel it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Might have just got his bell rung. And so the Blinn offense out on the field with Wooten quarterback. And back to pass. Trying to find an open man. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And Wooten going to just keep it himself. And very close to the first down.
Number 9, Riley Wooten on the quarterback.
And he's going to pick up that first down.
Hey, nice move there by Riley Wooten, waving his receiver downfield, but couldn't get open, and tucks it and runs, gets a big first down.
Ball at the 41-yard line. Bucks now trying to answer that touchdown. But now what? Well, now the referees are moving the chains back. And so now instead of first and 10, it's going to be second and 1. And off to Weathers. And Weathers just gets back to the line of scrimmage, so that'll be third and one.
William Cornelson in on the stop there for the Apaches.
Number 29, Kelton Weathers on the carry. That will be third and one for the Bucks.
So third down and one. Give this to Weathers, and this time, no doubt about it, he gets there across and gets up to the 45-yard line.
Jacob Robinson in on the stop for the Apaches.
As we're down, coming up on the five-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Big first down.
And give this time is to Martavius Boswell, and he gets dropped in the backfield for a big loss.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell on the carry.
Huge stop there by Laquan Bugs for the Apaches.
That's going to push him all the way back, and went all the way back to the 38-yard line. A loss of 7. Booting back to pass. And going to dump it off. And that is going to be complete to Nathan Lewis. And Lewis gets it into Apache territory to the 47-yard line.
Skylon Lewis in on the stop there.
I was going to say 48, so that'll bring up third down and three.
I'll tell you what, nice move there by Rylan Wooten. Nice catch.
And Wooten back to pass, and that ball is going to be caught.
Oh, yes.
By Nathan Lewis.
Offside, defense, number 15, penalties declined. First down.
And so even though the defense jumped off sides, Bucks will take it. And so first down there.
Nice throw, nice catch.
Or decline it, rather, so they can get that. And now down to the 37-yard line.
Tell you what, excellent job of the receiver coming down with his feet in bounds.
Give this to Boswell. Boswell slipped on the turf, and he's going to get stopped. And some more pushing and shoving going in. Refs quick in there to break it up.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell on the carry.
Darian White.
Number 95, Lamarian
Hatcher in on the stop there for the Apaches.
Down to 3:10 left to go here in the third quarter. All tied up at 7 apiece with the Bucks and the Apaches. Weathers in the backfield with Wooten. And he's going to keep it himself. And there was the design draw play. And they were right there waiting for him.
William Cornelson making that big stop for the Apaches.
That's a third down and 15. We're down to 2:15 left to go here in the third quarter. And looking back to pass. And escapes. And pass incomplete. Been looking for a flag, but they will not get one. And so that'll bring out the punter, Breck Chambers, with a minute 55.
Looked like he was looking for Kelton Weathers. Good coverage down there by the Apaches.
high snap, but Chambers gets it down. And he'll boot this one away. And it's going to take a bounce to the Bucks. So down to the 14-yard, or there goes, or 13-yard line. And so that's where the Apaches will take it over. First and 10 with a minute 44 left to go here in the third quarter.
Ball's down by Tyler Coates for the Bucks. Didn't quite get the bounce we wanted.
Nope. And we got movement on the line here.
Offside, defense, number 94. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Oh, no.
So that'll make it first and five. And give this to Logan, and Logan will pick up the first down.
Lewis Williams on the stop for the Bucks.
And we got more whistles.
Be an interesting stat, Doug, to see what the penalties are on both sides.
Unfortunate light conduct, number 94 for the defense. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
And
number 94's first unfortunate light conduct of the game.
And so that'll move it all the way up to the 40-yard line. And it sets up the Apaches with good field position.
Those penalties add another gray hair to the head coach.
Oh, yes, they do. And handoff goes to Logan. And Logan gets it up towards midfield, about the 48-yard line.
Number 25,
Laverne
Logan on the carry.
Javon Bejarano.
Javon Bejarano.
On the stop there for the Bucks.
So second and two. Patches had to get to midfield to get the first down. Play action, and he's going to put it in there, and it's going to be intercepted.
I'm going to try to get that for you, Doug. Three, there we go. Javon Bejarano.
And so he picks it off, so that's a huge turnover there. And now let's see if the Bucks can finally try to capitalize. There were flags down on the return.
After the interception, illegal block go the way. Number 14 of the return team. 15-yard penalty for the spot of the foul.
And it's a block it below the
first down play.
And so Jordan Reeves called for blocking below the waist, or what used to be known as a chop block. And it's a 15-yard penalty.
Correction, the foul was on Tyler. Illegal block below the waist. That 15-yard penalty.
Oh, it was on Tyler. Oh, yeah. Even better. And so now with 44 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Should set up another opportunity for Blinn. Ball at the 35-yard line. Pitch out to Weathers. Weathers around the end, and he'll get it pretty close to the 30-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Darian White of the Apaches.
That'll bring up a second down and
ball the 31-yard line. Second and six. And Wooten back to pass. And now he's going to take off and run it himself. And he's out across the 25 to the 20. And Wooten picks up the first down.
Gary and White finally bring it down. Ronald Wooten.
And that will be the end of the third quarter. We're all tied up at 7 apiece. Back with the fourth and final quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service carry retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
All right, as we come back here for the Blinn Buccaneers, it's first and 10 at the 20-yard line. As we start the fourth quarter, it's tied up 7-7. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on this Saturday evening. And Wooten back to pass. And it's complete. And that is to Austin Abram. Flips up and over. And ball comes out and it's out of bounds.
Oh, that, what is that going to be? Right at the five. Right?
It's a Buccaneer first down. Now it's a question of where they spot. They are going to spot it at the 5-yard line. First and goal from the five. By the way, a quick update on the Red River shootout. They got 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Longhorns leading the Sooners 21-3.
That's about the game we expected.
Yeah. And somewhere, our buddy Greg Montana has got a big smile on his face. And this time, an end around to Tracy Abe, to Tracy James Jr. And got maybe a yard off of that.
William Cornelson in on that stop again for the Apaches.
Second and goal from the 4-yard line.
Down by number 9, Jaden Matthews, and number 10, William Cornelson. Second and goal for Bucks.
Weathers in the backfield with Wooten. You got Lewis and James on the left side. And this time to give is to Weathers, and he's going to be out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
Kendall Marks, Scallon Lewis running him out of bounds.
So third and goal from the 2-yard line. We got 13:10 left to go in the game.
Well, we need to get the ball in the end zone.
Wooten with a give to Weathers, and Weathers, and he's going to be just short at the 1-yard line.
Interesting spot here. At the one.
And so fourth and goal at the 1, and the Bucks are going to go for it.
Yeah.
And bringing in Zyron Scott as an extra blocker. And Wooten going behind the lineman at the end.
Got to be.
He's in there. Come on, ref. Make the signal.
Come on.
And still waiting on it. I mean, he looked pretty... looked from here like he was in there.
To me, it looked like he was in by over a yard.
Yeah. Unless they're going to get a really lousy spot from the official.
They better take a look at that.
The goal line. Two players on the field, on the defense.
So luckily on that, they ruled that he was short of the goal line, which is garbage. Because, I mean, he was absolutely in there. But luckily the defense had too many men on the field, so the Bucks would get another go at it.
I'll tell you what, Doug, I love that word that you just used because Ryland Wooten was in
the end zone. I mean, his whole body was in the end zone. I don't know how they could say he was short. And he's going to go again. And this time, no, he didn't get in. He's going to be short. We got another flag down.
The runner was short of the goal line. Offside. Defense.
But they can go again because they jumped offside. It's like, coach, okay, let's run something else because that play obviously isn't working.
Okay, interesting. What is that? I'm going to look at this one. What is that, 1 foot line?
Yeah. Do something else. Well, he's not getting the push behind that line. You tried it twice, and it hasn't worked.
If you're doing quarterback sneak, you go off guard, off tackle.
And this time goes to Weathers, and Weathers is going to be hit for a loss back to the 4-yard line. And again, the Bucks don't get in the end zone.
Oh, my goodness. Jacob Robinson on the stop for the Apaches.
I can't believe this. I've never seen a team in the red zone this many times in one game and not get it in there.
Not get anything. Doug, on the 1 foot line, I'm not totally for sure if I wouldn't have run quarterback sneak again and either go over left guard or right guard and not straight up the middle.
Exactly. That would have been probably a bit better call because they were going straight up the middle and not getting it, but run it one way or the other. And give there as the offense back and give to Logan.
Just who I thought it was, too, Doug.
And gave him out to the 3, and that to me is a generous spot there.
Jaden Duco's on that stop there for the
play
Bucks.
Action. And incomplete, almost intercepted again. This time it was Trenith Jones back there.
Trenith Jones is mad at himself.
Because the throw was behind the receiver and right to him, he just didn't haul it in. Because if he'd have grabbed it, that would have been 6 right there.
As you would always say, hit him in a bad place.
Yep, right in the hands. Third down and 10. Give it to Logan. And he's going to be brought down. And so the Apaches will have to punt. And Bucks should get good field position once again.
Hey, what, Jaden Dukos and Jacarius McClendon, a big stop there for the Bucks.
On the snap for the Apaches, number 34.
Now we need a block punt.
Yep. And gets the punt away. And that's going to be in there. Return man wise enough just to let that go. And the great punt there out of the back of the end zone.
Excellent punt.
And, yeah, that was about a 55-yard punt. And goes down to the 37-yard line of Blinn. It'll be first and 10. And it's the Bucks take over once again with 9:56 left to go in the game. Wooten and the offense back out there once again. And give this to Boswell. And Boswell out across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Darian White in on the stop for the Apache.
That'll bring up second down and 6.
That'll bring up a second down and 6 for the Bucks.
And Wooten with a pitch out to Boswell again. Boswell, horse collar.
Yes.
And there it goes.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell on the carry.
And let's see if that is indeed the call. And one of the players for Tyler.
It's 15.
That's Darian White.
Darian White.
He is livid, but, I mean...
I'm not totally for sure. If I would have been the ref, he may have gotten another flag just then.
After the unsportsmanlike conduct, number 15 of the defense. That's his second unsportsmanlike conduct of the game. He has been ejected from the game.
There it is.
There it is. Second unsportsmanlike conduct on White. He is out of here. And it's also 15 yarders, so the Bucks will now be back into Apache territory.
I didn't have to be the ref.
No.
He got it right.
Yeah. I think he went to the bench, but I think he also has to go back to, I don't think it's just the bench, I think he has to go back to the locker room as well.
You're exactly right, Doug. That should be the case. Go to the locker room, get the jersey off, get the pads off.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, time waiting in. And they're talking with Coach Tanner Jacobson over there with the Apaches.
Doug, we're going to throw in a little baseball fun here now.
Okay.
Do you remember the name Bobby Valentine?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember when he gets tossed out of the game?
Oh,
and
yes.
And then he comes back in the dugout disguised.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Had to throw in the little baseball thing here, you know. But that made every ESPN highlight
reel.
Correction, that was number 15, first unsportsmanlike conduct
of the game. He can remain in the game. Oh, now they said it's just his first unsportsmanlike conduct. So he's back in.
And he's still jawing.
And the rate he's going, it probably won't be long before he gets number 2.
I believe you're right.
So here we go. We got 9:14 left to go in the game. We're all tied at 7 apiece.
He may want to think about that one a little bit.
And so now we're finally ready to resume play. And Wooten back to pass. And just throws that in the dirt. And now we'll see if he doesn't get it as we got an injured Apache down on the field. So clock stops with 9:02 left to go in the game.
Looks like two Apaches down.
Yeah. It might be with the back to the hot weather this afternoon. Might be some cramp, but yeah, that looks like a cramp right there. That's Aiden Cumbus, the defensive line out of Prosper, Texas. Hobbling to the sideline.
I tell you what, it doesn't matter. If you get a bad cramp, it hurts.
Oh yeah.
It hurts really bad.
So time stopped here. And that is number 12, Emmanuel Ogans, a redshirt freshman out of Ailey Taylor. Will be spotted at the 42-yard line, and it'll be second down and 10 for the Buccaneers with 9:02 left to go in the game. We're all tied at 7 apiece. Abram in motion. Wooten with a pitch out to Boswell, and he's out across the 40 and run out of bounds.
Laquan Bugs running him out of bounds for the Apaches.
Run
about
by number 21,
Vaquan
Bugs.
Ball on the 38-yard line, third down and 6 for Blinn. Putting back to pass, and he's going to get sacked again. That is Samuel Robles.
Samuel Robles. Big, strong rush.
And so now the Bucks will have to punt.
On the snap for the Buccaneers, number 93, Josiah Johnson. On the punt, number 6, Greg Chambers.
The Chambers back to punt. He's done a good job so far this afternoon of being able to pin the Apaches back deep.
Cam Robinson deep for the Apaches.
And Chambers gets off another good high punt. And that one's going to land on the goal line.
Oh.
And so it'll be a touchback. Apaches and come out to the 20-yard line. And Greek with a handoff to Burgess. And Bucks were there waiting for him.
Number six, Bryce Burgess in here.
Sazron Scott on stop for the Bucks.
Scott, the freshman D lineman out of Texas City. And play action. Greek back to pass. Going to put in the air. Incomplete.
Good coverage there by Trent Jones for the Bucks.
Third and 12 for the Tyler.
Bucks need a sack here.
Yeah, that'd be great. And Greek going to put it in the air. Incomplete.
No.
Oh, the other ref coming in saying it hit the ground. It hit the...
I saw that.
Yeah. I saw that through my binoculars. It hit the ground first. And they had to actually... Look at the lineman. He actually had to pick the receiver up and pull him away from the referee. Oh, that is horrible. They called it a catch. That was not... It clearly... It's like, are they blind? It clearly bounced right in front of them.
We have the replay now.
We've already used our challenge. Oh. We can't, since we lost it, we can't challenge. But that was another terrible call by this lousy officiating crew.
Number six, Bryce Burgess over here.
Justin Garza. Jacarius McClendon on the stop there for the Bucks.
Yeah, so second down and nine. Ball at the 33-yard line. As we're coming up on 6 minutes left. And by the play action. And now the... End up with Logan with a ball and Bucks stopping for a loss.
Ja'Cory Kendall had the initial hit and Ja'Carius McClendon finishes it off for the Bucks.
Third and 10. Pass rush up.
Yes!
There.
That's 43. Tyron Scott.
And Scott coming up with a huge sack there. And now with 5:10, Bucks will get the ball back. And Bucks have got to get some points off of this. And punt is going to be caught. And on the return.
Darian Hargrove.
Hargrove on the return. And we got flags down and players down. Clock is stopped with 4:35 left to play. In case you're just joining us, we're all tied up at 7 apiece.
During the return, blocking the back, number 44 of the return team. 10-yard penalty, first and 10.
And it's a block in the back on C.J. Anazor. And another player down for the Apaches.
Fans in attendance are reminded that in accordance with Brenham ISD policy, no one will be allowed onto the field after the game. Brenham ISD and Glenn Connors thank you for your support and cooperation.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're ready to resume. Ball at the is going to be at the 38-yard line. And Wooten takes the snap. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Lewis. Brings up second down and 10.
Vaquan Bugs on the stop, on the coverage there for Tyler.
And we're going to keep it himself, draw a play, and he's going to get enough. He's going to maybe lose a yard or two.
Darian White on the stop there for the Apaches.
And a loss of one will bring him third down 11. We're down to 4:10 left to play. And back to pass. The rush is on. Pass complete. The Weathers out of the backfield across the 45. He's going to be short of the first down by about 3 yards.
Pass complete to number 29, Kelvin Weathers. Picked up by number 23.
He almost was able to break that one.
Just a shoestring tackle there.
And so
Matthew Cooks for the Apaches.
And so Chambers will be back to punt again. And the whistle.
And we're going to substitution. 12 players on the field. 5-yard penalty. 4th down.
12 men on the field by the Bucks. So that'll move it back to the 40-yard line.
Snapper number 93, Josiah Johnson. On the punt number 6, Brett Chambers.
And movement again on the line.
False start. Offense, number 10. 5-yard penalty. 4th down.
And move it back another 5 yards. As we're down to 2:48 left to play.
Gotta get that number. 22. Is that right? Devin Simpson.
Devin Simpson, running back.
Wow, what a hit.
And we got a flag down. To stop at 2:32 as the refs confer.
Another scary thought.
Yeah. taking their own sweet time to make the decision.
During the kick, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 18 of the return team, half a distance to the goal. After the kick, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 14 of the kicking team, 15-yard penalty, first down.
So unsportsmanlike conducts of both Blinn and on Tyler.
So they do half the distance on one, you know, and then we get the full-blown deal.
Yeah. Ball ends up at the 22-yard line. Got 2:32 left to go in the game. First and 10 for the Apaches. I'm going to give this to Logan. He'll run right in the middle of that line. And still going. And they finally bring him down. At the 29 yard line.
Down by Jacarius McClendon.
Brings up second down and three. Get to Logan again. And Logan's going to be brought down. And we've reached the 2-minute warning. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
And back we go here. 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Blinn Buccaneers and the Tyler Apaches all tied up at 7. It's first and 10 for Tyler at the 27-yard line. And then off goes the Burgess, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield for a big loss.
That's a big stop there by Jacarius McClendon.
Number 6, Bryce Burgess is brought down the backfield by number 5,
what?
Jacarius McClendon.
Okay, I gave him a yard on that. He actually lost yardage, and they're claiming he gained a yard on that. Another lousy spot by this officiating crew.
Gained
Burgess on the carry to the 32-yard line.
That one I do not understand.
Timeout.
Yeah, Bucks will take a timeout, and we'll keep it right here since we just came out of the break. No, that's the
correct,
first.
Second timeout for Blinn.
Second timeout taken for the Bucks. They'll have one timeout remaining here in the half. With a minute 21 left to go. Coach Mahon hoping to get the ball back and get one last shot. As we learned in the Burton and Somerville and the Belleville Sealy games last night, when you get to overtime, pretty much anything can happen.
You're exactly right.
And Greek rolling out is going to pass it.
Oh, what a play.
Pass is complete to Lonnie Johnson and then got upended by the Bucks.
Cameron Griffin there with a big stop there for the Bucks.
And ball at the 35-yard line, and Blinn will take its final timeout. With 1 minute 11 seconds left on the clock, it's 4th and 7. And so the Apaches will more than likely be punting here. Just now can the Blinn offense pull a rabbit out of the hat and somehow escape out of here with a victory? Or are we heading to overtime?
Those missed field goals, Doug, looking really big right
now. Yeah. And the two times they went for it on fourth down on deep in territory and didn't get them. Although the one of them was a bad call.
The one, you're absolutely correct, 100%. Bailey and Hargrove deep for the Bucks.
And they do get the kick away. Oh, it hit one of the Buccaneers fielders, and the Apaches are going to run it in for the touchdown. It was inadvertent. It hit one of the, as the Bucks were backing up, it hit one of the players in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Okay, the ball, they couldn't. Okay, the ball's going to be dead at the 7-yard line. They couldn't advance it. But now,
Blinn is out of timeouts.
Blinn is out of timeouts. You got 59 seconds left. And it's first and goal at the 7-yard line for Tyler.
That is a backbreaker right there.
So Greek leads the offense out on the field for the Apaches. And we're going to flag down before they...
On the offense, 5-yard penalty.
And push them back 5 yards and delay a game. So that'll move them back to the 12-yard line. They'll still be first and goal.
Need a turnover in the biggest way.
And handoff goes to Logan, and he's inside all the way down to the 6-yard line.
Number 25, Logan on the carry.
Javon Bejarano on the stop for the Bucks.
Second and goal at the 6-yard line. Logan in the carry again, stopped again.
Number 25, Avarian Logan on the carry.
And we're down to 12 seconds.
Avion Stewart.
And looks like they're going to.
Troy Kendall.
They're going to take a timeout with 4 seconds left. Third and six. And my guess is they'll probably bring their kicker on to try to win it. Timeout here on the field. All tied up at 7 apiece between the Bucks and the Apaches. And it's one of those that makes you ill because the Bucks had so many chances to really blow this game out and just have not been able to. They get down in the red zone and just were unable to. They've been multiple trips in the red zone, just unable to convert.
If they lose this one, Doug, they just let this one slip right through the fingers.
Mm-hmm. And so the field goal try. This is going to be number eight, Christian Baxter. Yep, fumble it.
And a perfect kick! And a bunch of got the ball back.
Whoa! The end of regulation, we're going to overtime.
Wow!
Are we going to give credit to 13 for everything, Carson Green?
I think so. And
that is huge.
That is absolutely huge. Because Tyler, on that instance, had Blend dead to rights. And so now we go to overtime. And so they'll do the flip to see who gets first possession. And so while we await the overtime period, let's get back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
All right, as we come back, it'll be the team captains, Wooten for Blinn and Burgess for the Apaches. We're going to overtime, tied 7-7.
All right, gentlemen, we're going into overtime. Tyler's the visitor. They'll call the toss. Heads, tails. Heads, tails. You said heads? It is heads. You want to play defense? Which end of the field do you want to play on? Play on that side. Okay. Blinn will be on offense on this end of the field, first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Okay, so Blinn will be going towards the north goal, and Tyler will be on defense first. They'll start from the 25-yard line, first and 10. And so Wooten in the offense with another chance here. We're in the first overtime period.
Tell you what, Doug. we got another momentum shift here. The Bucks ought to take this thing in.
Yeah.
With that big block field goal.
Block field goal at the end of regulation. And now let's see if Blinn can capitalize on that opportunity. And Wooten, look at the pass, and the pocket just collapsed on him, and he's just got to eat it back to the 30-yard line.
Quarterback set by number 90, Knowledge Davis.
Samuel Robles.
Second down and 15, the Bucks.
And that'll make it second down and 15. And Wooten back to pass once again. This time going to break free. And he's going forward, trying to get back to the 25.
Number nine, Wooten on the quarterback
keeper. He got maybe three there.
Ziggy Loa and Darian White in on the stop for the Apaches.
So third down and 12. Back to pass. Gonna put it in the air. Incomplete. He was looking for Tracy James Jr. And that'll bring him fourth down.
Jacob Robinson on the coverage there for the Apaches.
And so it will be a field goal try for Blinn. Max Nowak from, let's see, this will be 44 yards away. He's already missed two. And this will be the longest attempt. Kick is up. And it's good! Noah getting up from
44
yards out.
Now we got to play D.
And now it's up to the Bucks to play defense. So Blinn takes a 10-7 lead, but now the Apaches will have the ball. And they'll get it at the 25-yard line with the same chance to score. And now let's see if that Buccaneer defense can hold up again. Greek gives to Burgess. Burgess trying to run behind his lineman, but Bucks slip that one out. Stopped after a short game.
Jacarius McClendon up there again, Doug.
Now, how's that not in legal formation? And give on the end around. That was to number five, Cam Thomas. And no gain there.
Number five, Cam Thomas on the carry.
Darian Hargrove running him out of bounds for the Bucks.
And so it'll be third and eight from the 23-yard line. And Duke rolling out. Pass is caught. And it's going to be a first down. Complete to Thomas.
Cameron Griffin on the stop there for the Bucks.
First and 10 for Tyler. Give is to Logan. And Logan brought down.
Number 25, LeVarian Logan on the carry.
Eric Solomon on the stop there for the Bucks.
And Blinn's going to use
timeout for the first overtime.
They're going to use their timeout for the overtime period. Coach trying to settle the team down here. As once again, Tyler knocking on the door. Second down and five.
Ball up here, Blinn.
And give this to Logan. And he's going to be brought down about the 5-yard line. He's still going to be about a yard shy of the first down.
Number 25, LeVarian Logan on the carry.
Third and one, give us to Logan, and it's going to be down.
So now we're going to get that number. Lewis Williams. Big stop.
So now fourth and one, and now they'll go for the field goal.
Think we could have two block field goals?
That'd be nice. And kick is up. And it's good. And so we're going to go to a second overtime. Field goal there by Baxter. And so with the going to the second overtime, we're tied 10-10 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family, call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Filman Construction and Staggett Filman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
And Logan on the carry there. And
Eric Solomon with a big stop there for the Bucks.
That's a loss of three. That'll bring up second and 13. As here in the second overtime period, this time the Apaches are going first, and Blinn playing defense. Give us to Logan, and he's going to be met by a sea of blue jerseys there. A down by big number 55, Jaquarius McClendon.
And also Solomon down at the bottom of that stack also.
Into the 24, it'll bring you up third down and nine. Man in motion. Back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. He's got a man wide open. That's number three, Jamari Evans, but still well short of the first down. And so fourth down here, and they will bring the field goal kicker, Baxter, back on.
Gary and Hargrove on that stop there for the Bucks.
Jamari Evans. And
for Baxter, this will be a 35-yard attempt.
36.
36-yard attempt. And kick is up. And good. And so now the Bucks will get the ball.
Mitchell Baxter's kick is up and good.
36-yard field goal. And so now the Bucks will get the ball. And if the Bucks can win it with a touchdown, or they can tie it and send it into a third overtime with a field goal. And if they don't score, then the game's over. So three possibilities here.
Okay, offensive coordinator had a chance to draw up a good play here.
Luton with Weathers and Boswell in the backfield. Give this to Weathers. And Weathers going to get hit in the backfield for a loss of yardage. Yeah, that's back to the 27. Bring up second down.
Zigiloa on the stop there for the Apaches.
Second down and 12 for the Bucks. And moving back to pass. And he's going to bring out a fumble on the play. And recovered by the Apaches, and that's it. Wooten was trying to get loose, and let's see if the play is going to stay. And that is, and that's it. And so that's how it ends. Tyler wins it 13-10 in double overtime. And so we will send you now to the post game. And let's see where the okay. Tonight's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer Football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Waterwells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, Blinn College, and we'll be back with the postgame until we hear 90 seconds from the sports friends.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Tonight's post-game show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Belitsky Water Wells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Telger Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tiles, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College.
All right, as we come back here, our final score in double overtime. It's the Tyler Apaches 13, Blinn Buccaneers 10. And we're going to get into all the basics of the game. But first, let's send you back to the studio to hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, as we come back here, and a tough loss here for the Blinn Buccaneers as they fall 13-10 in double overtime to the Tyler Apaches. The key here is missed opportunities for the Bucs because they had a bunch of them in this game. They had a chance to put this one away. Two missed field goals. You had a couple of possessions where they had the ball deep into Apache territory and ended up turning the ball over on downs. And then on the one of them, though, you did have a bad referee call on a, what looked like a Wooten touchdown, and the ref said he didn't cross, even though pretty much his entire body was in the end zone. We still hadn't figured that one out yet. But it came down to a battle of the kickers, and their kicker ends up winning, and then Blinn, the costly fumble on the last play of the game, and that ended up doing them in. And we've got more to talk about here on the post-game as we send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And we come back here, and game for the Bucs of missed opportunities here because they had several chances to try to blow this game wide open and just were not able to pull the trigger.
The question is, do you give credit to the Apache defense or the lack of effectiveness of our offensive line? It's a toss. It was a great ball game, but you can't say it any better than that. The Bucs had opportunities, and those, as far as I'm concerned, and you said it, there were two chip shot field goals.
Yeah.
And
that should have both been.
You make one of those, we never see overtime.
Exactly. So. Now up next for Blinn, they've got John Melvin University next week at 3 o'clock here at Kemp Stadium, and also Northeast Oklahoma the week after that. Then they'll go on the road for a game against Kilgore, and then they will wrap it up here on November the 9th against Cisco College. And well, we're scheduled to have that one for you right here on KWHI. In the meantime, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come as we hear some more from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Kersey Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Kersey Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit KerseyVillage.com. That's KerseyVillage.com. Kersey Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
All right, as we come back here to Cubs Stadium, and once again, your final score, it was the Tyler Apaches winning this one 13-10 in double overtime over the Blinn Buccaneers. And fans here got treated. I mean, it was an exciting game. Just didn't turn out the way we wanted. Halftime, it was good to see the dance team get their championship rings and how excited those young ladies were, and also bringing back some of the guys from the 1987 Blinn team.
Yeah, it was great to see that team from 87 come back, get recognized for a very, very successful season back in 1987. Good for them to come back and, go back to the dance team just for a second there. Sarah Fusowski does such an outstanding job with that group of kids. So yeah. Congratulations to them, but hats off to them.
Absolutely, and we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance. And all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And Whataburger, the home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit, family-owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24-7. And there were a few different plays we could have choose from, but we waited until our play of the game would be the very last play of regulation.
That's it, Doug. I tell you what, I'm so glad you reminded me of that. You know, it was such an exciting football game, and I'm thinking about our missed opportunities. But Tyler lined up to kick a field goal, which would basically have been a chip shot field goal for them. And that Buck defense came up, blocked the field goal to send the game into overtime. And that is our Whataburger play of the game. Thank you for reminding me.
And Juicy Burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. Whataburger in Brenham, 2801 Highway 36 South. Perfect at all hours of the day. And when we come back, we'll name our John Breeden stars of the game, outstanding players of the game, after we hear these words from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Burnham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
And back we go. Now time to name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game on offense and defense. And on offense, it was a little bit of a tough call, as we were talking about earlier, because of so many missed opportunities. But we're going to go with a young man, Austin Abram III, who scored the first and only touchdown of the game for Blinn on a pass from Ryland Wooten. Back in the first quarter.
No doubt about it. Austin Abrams ran a really good pattern. Ryland Wooten had to come out of the pocket, saw Abrams open in the left corner of the end zone, got him for the touchdown. Austin Abrams, our outstanding offensive player of the game.
And then the defense, this young man, all over the field here tonight.
No doubt about it. There was a young man named Eric Solomon. He had a nose for the football all afternoon, in on play after play after play, and just did an outstanding job on defense all day long. Eric Solomon, our outstanding defensive player of the game.
And the defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
And back we go here one last time. And our final score, once again, it was the Tyler Apaches over the Blinn Buccaneers, 13-10 in overtime. I want to thank Mallory back in the studios for her fine work on the boards this evening. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. And for Tommy Lange to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's postgame show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, Joe Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Belisky Water Wells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Rosie Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Burnham, Subway in Burnham, Hyundai of Burnham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Burnham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Burnham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Burnham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.